To quote the great Steve Miller, time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. The weeks are long, the years are short, and that is especially true for hockey. The Milton Menace are 20 games into the OJHL regular season. Game number 21 is on Thursday against Leamington. I caught up with Captain Graham McCauley to discuss last week's game against Collingwood, the postponement of yet another game, and preview the matchup against Leamington. Here's episode 8 of season 2 of Recap with Cap. So, another week where we miss one game being postponed, I believe this time due to the weather. That was correct, right?
Yes, I believe so. That was the investigation going on up in King. Something going on up at the rink there, so I figured better safe than sorry. I don't even think there was anything going on at the rink all day, so bummer nonetheless, because we were all at the rink getting ready to hop on the bus, but it is what it is.
Better be safe than sorry, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, well, let's talk about Collingwood that happened on the Friday before that. 3-1 win for the Menace. How did you feel coming out of that game?
That was a big one. Obviously, you know, getting the win against Newmarket the previous week, was trying to build a little bit of momentum, and then getting the win against Collingwood was huge. You know, obviously losing the two prior matchups earlier in the year, we owed them. But, you know, we owed it to ourselves as well, just to kind of, you know, not necessarily, you don't really look at building a winning streak because you take it game by game, but, you know, just to get a little bit of momentum. We had some tough games, but that was a huge one.
And, you know, just looking at the score sheet that happened here, obviously you get the two goals in the second period. Collingwood gets a late goal in the third, just over 4 minutes to go on the power play. And, you know, previous games in the season, that might be a bit of a backbreaker for the Menace. We've seen that happen. But you guys fire back 30 seconds later, shorthanded goal. You get a primary assist on that one. That had to feel nice for the boys, right?
Yeah, I mean, we did take a couple too many penalties. PK was great. I think the only PK goal we gave up was 5-on-3. So, you know, can't really complain much about that one. But obviously would like to stay out of the box a little bit more. But PK was great nonetheless. And then getting that goal at the end was huge for Tremble. Yeah, I think it was like less than a minute after they scored as well. So it was a huge game nonetheless. Couple of big plays, couple of guys stepped up in big spots. Ozzy was fantastic in that, and it's kind of just an all-around good team win.
Yeah, you look at Collingwood, 1-for-9 on the power play. I'd imagine that's a very disheartening night for them when they had that many chances against the Menace, who, I mean, that's Menace hockey when you think about it, where it's you got to play aggressive. Sometimes you get the calls like that.
Yeah, I think, you know, especially when you're playing, you know, I'd say one of our rivals, it's definitely going to be a bit of a tricky game. But, I mean, there's two sides to every story. Their power play is 1-for-9. I think we were something like 0-for-7. So
you got that right. Yeah,
there's always stuff to work on. Our PK was fantastic, but, you know, power play, as it's been this year, is, you know, something that we're looking to work on. So, like I said, there's always something to work on, but no, it was a great one.
All right, and as we said, Sunday's game against King postponed. Let's look at this Thursday. It's Leamington. You're traveling down the highway to Leamington. Bit of a long drive for the boys. Are you excited for that game?
Yeah, that'll be a good one. Obviously, we were just there a couple of weeks ago. I wasn't in the lineup, but that's what I'm personally excited for. You know, kind of same scenario as Collingwood. You know, lost the last matchup. Going down, looking to continue to, you know, win game by game, build some more momentum, you know, some more confidence in the locker room. But, you know, another one too, I think our conference, our side of the league is very, very jumbled up, I'll say. There's a lot of really good teams that are within a couple points. So, you know, if we can continue to stack some points here and move our way up the standings, that would be awesome.
Then you have Sunday against Oakville. That's a road game. Home game against Niagara Falls Canucks. That's on Sunday. So it's a busy, 4 days for you guys? 3 games in 4 days.
Yeah, a little 3 and 4. So that'll be a good test for us. I think we've had one already this year, but you know, just to kind of, you know, especially if we get a win Thursday, it's even more important to get those wins Saturday and Sunday. So it'll be a good test for us this weekend. We have a bunch of games coming up the next couple of weeks. So, you know, I'm looking forward to it.
You know, sometimes it's good to have rest days, and then sometimes it's just good to get the calluses on the body when you play that often. You know, three times in 4 days. That sometimes can be a good thing, just to have the body familiar with contact.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. I think especially over the last couple of weeks, with these two games canceled, I feel like we just practiced and we barely played. So I know I am, and I'm sure all the guys are itching to play. So all these games upcoming, it'll be a good thing.
All right, Graham, well, good luck on Thursday night. Good luck this weekend, and we'll talk next week.
Sounds good. Appreciate it, Graham. Thanks.